We're in Yudalad Amud Aleph, the bottom. Elu hein bein haprokin. Omer avavo, Omer av Yochanan, halacha krib Yehuda, da omer bein elokechem, le emes di yatsiv, lo yatsiv. Halacha is that between the word elokechem and emes, there you can't be matzik, that's not considered bein haprokin. Omer avavo, Omer av Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason? Deceive, da Hashem elokim emes. Emes has to be connected, like in this pasuk, Hashem Elokim Emes, it has to be connected. The Marsha explains Rashi's verse. Hashem Elokim Emes, Lachain Ein Maksikim, Vein Ani Hashem Elokim Emes, because the pasuk puts them together. The Marsha explains, he doesn't say it openly, but I think this is what he means. It says, Emes is the Midah of Yaakov Avinu, which is the median between the other two extreme Midos. Hashem is Midas HaRachamim, that's mercy, that's Avraham Avinu, and Elohim is Midas HaDin, that's Yitzchak Avinu. The median that tempers mercy, tempers Din with mercy and puts them together is Emes, that's the Midah of Yaakov. So you can't separate the Emes from the first two words, Hashem Elohim, all three Midos go together. Gemara asks, Chozer Va'omer Emes, or Eino Chozer Va'omer Emes? So the Marsha says that the Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so according to this, the Emes goes back on Elokeichem, but it most certainly also goes on the next part, Emes V'yatzi, the Nachum, or whatever. Therefore, there's a Havamina that you should say Emes twice. One, to make Emes go back on Hashem Elokeichem, Emes, and the other one to start Emes V'yatzi. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Do you say Emes twice or not? Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh learned that the Shaila is not to say it twice. It's obvious that that it goes both ahead and behind. You don't have to say it twice for that. In fact, I think that's why the Gemara says, Dein Elokeichem le'emes v'yatziv lo yatziv, to make it clear that emes v'yatziv also goes together. Not you have to call just Hashem Elokeichem emes. The emes goes back and forward. But the Shaila is, if you were matzik, nehayira, you said already, so you by mistake, you were matzik after emes. You say another emes, so now you can have the emes go on what's coming ahead or not. Or you were shohet, you were waiting for the chazan to say it, so you said Hashem Elokeichem emes, now you waited a while, and you're now, the yatziv is not going to have the emes in front of it. So maybe you have to say the emes again. That's the shail according to them, where you're shohet or you were matzik. Do you say emes again, so the word emes can also go on the yatziv anachem? Omer Rabavo, Omer Rav Yochanan, Chozer va'omer emes. So Rabavo holds you do say emes again. Rabba Omer eno Chozer va'omer emes. Rabba holds you don't go back. Ahud anachas kamei the Rabba, and there was a chazan who davened in front of Rabba. Shame Rabba the Omer emes emes. And Rabba heard that he said emes emes. We'll see, there's another way of learning this too. Either that he said emes twice, like the Marsha says, the Havamina was to be able to say it twice, one after the other, so it goes backwards and forwards. Or he, was mafsik in between, and he, and the Nela said emes again after he was mafsik. Or he was shoe, he waited in between and said whatever it was, whatever the Shaila was to begin with, that's what happened here. Omar Rabba, so Rabba said, call emes, emes, tafsi lahai. This guy has gotten to the habit of saying emes too much. So Rabba was with Shitaso that you don't say emes twice. Okay. The machlokas here, whether it's osur to say emes twice or just not necessary. Okay. According to the Madonna Yontif, he holds that it's osur to say emes twice. It's not just not preferable. Not necessary, it's also, because the Chazal say later on, Gemara brings down, you can't say Shema Shema twice, or Moldim Moldim, because it looks like you're davening to two different gods. So Emes Emes would be the same thing. The Mizrahi in a tshuva says, however, that the Shaila is only, do you have to say Emes twice? But not, aren't you allowed? Because you're probably allowed, it's only Shema Shema and Moldim Moldim that seem like you're davening to two gods, but two emeses, either of the more emes the better. So there's no issur in saying it. The Beis Yosef brings down a Zohar, here Lagavi the Chazan. When the Chazan finishes his private Shemona Esrei, does he say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then repeat again Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he's saying Emes twice. Is that a problem or not? So the Beis Yosef says no. The Chazan should say in his own private Shema, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then repeat out loud again, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And since he's saying the whole phrase, it's not a problem saying Emes twice. The Levush says another reason why it's not a problem, because the first one he says quietly, and the second one out loud, they're two completely different things. The Mogen Avraham and the Gra argue, and they say, for a different reason really, that the Chazan, when he says quietly, Hashem Elokeichem, shouldn't say Emes. He should just say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then when he repeats, he says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, that's to make up the three words that are missing. The Kriya Shema has 245 words. You never make up to make 248, which is the number of limbs in the body. So you add an extra three words, and those words are added by the Chazan saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now, if the Chazan added another word when he said his own Emes, then there's 249, not 248. So therefore, he should only say Hashem Elokeichem, and that was the Maisa with the Rabbah. The Chazan, according to the Gra, the Chazan said Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then again he said out loud Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and that's what Rabbah said. What's he saying Emes so many times? The first time he shouldn't have said Emes. The Machzah Shekel says, I'll tell you this, right, that a person himself, when he says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then he hears from the Chazan, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he's also hearing too many words. There's an extra word now. There's 249, Torvia. He should have Kavana, that when he says Emes the first time, right, he doesn't want to be mashal in the 248 words with that. He wants only what he hears from the Chazan to be mashal in the 248 words. Okay, go on. Omer of Yosef, Kama Ma'al Yehosh Maitse, right, this following Shmuz, this following Dvar Torah that I heard is very, very nice. Dichi Osor of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer, Amri de Marova, Arvis, Daber Bnei Yisrov, Omer, Toleim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So when Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came, he said that in Marova, in Eretz Yisrael, they daven, what's it called, Mariv, and they don't say the whole Parshas Tzitzis. They just start the first pasuk, part of it, Daber Bnei Yisrael v'amar Tolehem, and then they end Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. They skip everything else. They don't say Parshas Tzitzis. They just say this. Omer le'abaya mai mal yusa. What's the big deal about the shmuz? Omer Rav Kahana, Omer Rav lo yaskil, then hiskil gomer. Right? You're not supposed to start. What's it called, Parshat Tzitzis at all, right? That Shita was, he didn't say Parshat Tzitzis tonight, because Tzitzis is not, Lila's Lav's Mount Tzitzis. So you shouldn't start. And if you start, then you have to say the whole thing. The Chi Temo V'amarta Le'em Lo'a the Haskala. And if you say that, just saying, right, V'yomer Hashem Moshe, Dab Rabbani Yisro V'amarta Le'em is not considered a beginning. V'omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Omer Rav, Dab Rabbani Yisrael Lo Havi Haskala. V'amarta Le'em Havi Haskala. If you just say, Daber Bnei Yisrael, that's not considered a beginning. But if you say, V'yomarto Aleihem, that is considered a beginning. And once you start, you have to finish. Omer HaPapa, Kesavri B'marova, V'yomarto Aleihem, Nomi Lo Havi Aschola. That's the Chiddush over here. That in Marova, they held that even if you say, V'yomarto Aleihem, since you didn't mention the Ikur Mitzvah Tzitzis yet, V'asula and Tzitzis, that's not called Aschola, and you don't have to finish. You can just skip and end off the parashah and say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Ad the Omer Vosel and Tzitzis, since you didn't mention the Ikur Mitzvah, it's not considered a beginning. It's not a zilzul if you don't finish off the parashah. Omer Abaya, Hilkach Anan Aschule Maschulinon, the Komaschule B'Marova. We start the parashah, the Kivan Daschulinon Nigmar Nomi Gamrinon, and since we start, we also finish. Even though we know you don't have to finish, right? And we'll see in a second what the Beis Yosef says. The Omer Rav Kahana, Omer Rav, Lo Yaskil, then Hiskil Gomer. You don't have to start, but if you do start, you have to finish. So we say Parshas Tzitzis, the whole thing. Okay. The question is like this. First of all, the Rashba asked a question here. How could they have said a half a pasuk in the beginning and a half a pasuk in the end? We learned before, any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't finish off, that pasuk, you can't say only half a pasuk. And a parasha also, you can't start right, in the parsha, and don't say three psukim in the parsha. So how in the world did they allow to say a half a pasuk and a part of a parsha? So the Rashba says, since it's not considered a haskola, legabi, the fact that you have to finish, so it's not considered a haskola either, legabi, a half a pasuk. Half a pasuk you can't say when you said something significant, a portion of the pasuk that's significant. But if you said something that's not significant, you say the word vayomer, it's a half a pasuk. No, because you didn't say anything significant that would show that that is a part of a pasuk. Now, you just said words. So as long as you didn't say something significant, now you didn't mention the mitzvah of tzitzis yet, that's not a significant part of the pasuk. That's not called a part of a pasuk. That's called words. Words you can say anytime. And the same thing goes with the finishing also. That's what the Rashba says. The Chassam Sofer says he has a better teretz than the Rashba. The Rashba's got a better teretz. There's a pasuk that says, Vayidaber Hashem daber b'nei Yisrael v'yomarto aleihem ani Hashem elokeichem. It's a pasuk in Achrim also. So this is a full pasuk, right? So maybe that's why you're allowed to say it, because in another place it's a full pasuk. Says the Chassam Sofer, that can't be the reason. That can't be the answer. The Rashba Dafka answered his answer for the following reason. He said, why didn't they say Parshas Tzitzis in Marava? Right? Say it. What's the difference? Because they held it was a hefsek. If you don't have to say it, then it's a hefsek between Kriya Shema and the brachas that come after it. Because it's not necessary to say. And therefore, what's it called? Why would they allow to say what they did say? Because that has to do with Kabbalah Somachu Shemai. It was Me'inyan Kriya Shema. So the words in Parshas Tzitzis that had to do with Kabbalah Somachu Shemai, right? Dabra b'nei Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, those words were not considered a hefsek. But if it was the pasuk in Achrimos, which has nothing to do with Kabbalah Somachu Shemayim, that definitely would be a hefsek. So he couldn't have had Kavana for a pasuk in Achrimos. They had to have Kavana for the pasuk in Parshas Tzitzis. Now it's a question. It's a half a pasuk. On that, the Rashba had to give his teretz. Okay. The Taz brings a very interesting raya from this Gemara to something that on the surface doesn't seem to have any connection to what we're talking about over here. Now, here's a shayla like this. They wanted to kill animals, kosher animals, but not for their meat. To kill them in a way that wasn't slaughtering, in order to preserve the hides. And they wanted to sell the hides to goyim. There's two problems here. One is balkashmas. Right? L'chari, you're taking an animal that you could eat, you're destroying it, and only using the hide. Because if you checked it, you could eat the meat too. So on that, the Taz says, that's not a problem, because Baal Tashkis is only if there's no purpose. Here, the hides are worth more than the meat. If you destroy the hide, and you just have the meat, you're not going to get as much money as if you have a whole hide and sell it to Goyim. They pay more for the hide than for the meat. So, Lamaisa, what's it called? Baal Tashkis, it's not. There's another problem, though. You're not allowed to do business with Nevelis, right, and Traitis. So, however, that's only if you're mechaven to do business, right? But if b'di'evid you come across something, right, then that's okay, says the Taz. L'chatchila, even though you know in the end, right, if you kill this animal, you're going to have to sell it to a goy. But here we see, even though you're not allowed, really supposed to start something, okay? But if you start it, then you finish. Even though really finishing is not proper, the way the Chassam Sofer explains over here, is that really finishing is not proper because it's a hefsek. But once you start, you have to finish. And when you start, you know you're going to have to finish. It's okay. Same thing over here. Even though you know that, what's it called, that selling it to a goy is going to be osur, right? But once you start and you kill it, then you automatically make it okay to sell to a goy because now you're stuck with this thing, you have nothing to do with it, right? The Nela, even though you knew in the beginning that if you start this process, you're going to have to sell it, that doesn't make a difference. You can know that by starting, you're going to cause something later on that normally would be not okay to do, but Lamaisa, you're allowed to start, and then once you start, you're allowed to finish. Okay, it doesn't seem to have too much of a kesher, and other Achronim argue on this Taz, but that's how the Chassam Sofer explains this Taz. Okay, let's go on.
If you said Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then you have to say Emes. You didn't skip Parshas Tzitzis completely.
Lo Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, ain't no Tzorech Lomar Emes.
And if you didn't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you don't have to say Emes. You don't have to say Emes the Emuna B'chlal. We'll see how much not. I have a boy like Kuri Yitzis Mitzrayim. If you're chayiv to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. If you didn't say Parshas Tzitzis, then you haven't mentioned yet Yitzis Mitzrayim. You have to say Emes the Emuna in order to be Mazker Yitzis Mitzrayim. Right? The Omar Hachi. So no, so you substitute something else. Moldi Manachnu L'cho Hashem Elokeinu Shod Seisonu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Uftison Mi'veis Avadim. You mention an abbreviated version of Emes Lemuna. Since you're not saying Parshas Tzitzis, so Menele, you don't have to start with Emes, because that's only if you said Hashem Elokeichem. Then you say Emes, and Emes Lemuna follows a suit. But if you didn't say Parshas Tzitzis, you didn't say Hashem Elokeichem, you don't have to start with Emes, so you can say an abbreviated version. You see, there's this three sheets of what this means. Let's see Rashi first. Hai Shmaisa, well, MS Tafse Lahai, Riatoshal MS Pafaspal Azel. I got in the habit of saying MS too much. Hosh Shmaisa, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Amri Bimarava, this Shmaisa, which Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, that they said in Marava, this is what he's referring to. Kriyash Mashal Arvis, Ein Korin Bo Parshat Tzitzis, Kula. You don't read the whole Parshat Tzitzis by Marav, Lefisha Ein Mitzvah Tzitzis Bolai. You start it, and then you're matzik. Like we said, to mention only the parts that have to do with Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim. Lo yaschu, ain't tzarech lahaschu v'yomer arvis. You don't have to say it bechlal. Aschu le'maschulina, v'hamaschuli b'marava. Right? So you don't have to start, but if you did, you have to finish. So we start because in Marava they used to start. But they used to start in a way that they didn't have to finish because they held that wasn't called a start. But we hold it is called a start. So once you start, you have to finish. So we say the whole parsha. Omar ani Hashem Elokeichem, dahainu parsha tzitzis. If you said parsha tzitzis, tzarech lomar emes, kedestiv Hashem Elokim emes. Then you have to say emes and continue on to emunah. But if you didn't, then you don't have to say emes to emunah at all. I have a boy like Kuri at Tzis Mitzrayim, tisnan haskirin Tzis Mitzrayim v'leilos. The Elo Omer Emes Vemuna, the Lo Omer Parshat Tzitzis, Heichi Mitkri Yitzis Mitzrayim. And if you don't say Parshat Tzitzis, and you don't say Emes Vemuna, where do you mention Yitzis Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says, you say an abbreviated form, the Shar Nulach, Mi Kamocha Ba'eli, Malchus Korobanecho, Ad Gol Yisroch Ashkideinu. Rashi says the abbreviated form is only the beginning of Emes Vemuna. You don't say that whole Nusach. But you abbreviate the part that's Yitzis Mitzrayim, and then you say Nichamocha, and that you say the whole thing, till Goal Yisrael, and then you say Hashkiveinu. So basically you're saying the end part with the Bracha and Hashkiveinu, you're only abbreviating the beginning part of Emes Lemuna. That's Rashi Shita. The Rashi brings down a Shita that you only say this three lines, Moldim Anachnu, and after Vishar Nulach, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. So it's really an abbreviated portion, and the bracha follows that abbreviation. The Ritva brings down an even more extreme shita, that bechlal, you don't say the first bracha. If you're not saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes, then they weren't misakin a bracha that's not Emes Demuna. You just say this Modim Anachnu Loch, you don't end, the brachas are not ma'akev, and that's it, you just don't say brachas afterwards. You only say brachas afterwards if you can say the nusach that Chazal were misakin. And, the Meiri says, since we do say Parshas Tzitzis, so we're chayiv to say the Nusach that Chazal were Mesakin, Emes Bemuna, the way that it's written in the Sidurim, and if you didn't say Emes Bemuna, you said any kind of abbreviated Nusach, you're not Yotze because you're Meshanim Matbiya Shetobu Chachamim. So this Man Hazeh, where we're no way to say Parshas Tzitzis, you have to say Emes Bemuna the way it's written in the Sidur. Okay, right. Omar of Yeshua ben Korcha, Loma Kodma Parshas Shema. Right, so we have in the Mishnah, the Parshas Shema comes before Parshas V'Hayim Shemoa, right, because this is Kabbalah's Omachu Shemaim, the other one is Kabbalah's Mitzvah, and V'Hayim Shemoa is before Parshas Tzitzis, because that's Noeg B'Yom of Alayla, Limud HaTorah, and this one is only Noeg B'Yom, which is Tzitzis. So first of all, Tosfos says over here, what's the question? Of course you have to say Shema before V'Hayim Shemoa. It's written in Vayis Hanan, and V'Hayim Shemoa is in Akin. So that's the order of the Torah. So says, that can't be the reason why Shema comes before Vayim Shemoa, because then Vayomer should come before all of them. Vayomer is in Parashat Shlach, which is in Bamidbar. So we see that Ein Mukbel Mukhra B'Torah. that we're not makpid on the order that is written in the Torah. So there must be another reason why we say it in that order. So the Marsha says, if that's the case, then what's the question, why is Vohem Shamor before Vayomer? Right? Why shouldn't it be before Vayomer? Without any reason. Ein mukta mukra b'Torah. So Marsha says the obvious answer. That which we say, ein mukta mukra b'Torah, doesn't mean that there's no order and finish. You never makpid on the order. Right? It means that there's a good reason not to be makpid on the order. You're not makpid on the order. If there's no good reason, then the order is more important. So, if we have a good reason why Shema comes before Vohem Shamoa, right, then we don't worry about the order of Vayomer first. But if there's no good reason why Vohem Shamoa should come before Vayomer, then Adrabah, then the order in the Torah should be more important. The order is only not important if there's a good reason why not. If there's no good reason not, then the order is Takiyasin first. That's that Tosfos. Tosfos says that Tzitzis is only knowing Vayom. So he brings down a Shita that Tzitzis is, and therefore according to that, it's a mitzvah seish hazman groma, and he shows that that's how the Gemara holds, that women are potter from Tzitzis, because mitzvah seish hazman groma. Yet there's a shita in the Gemara that holds that Tzitzis is chayiv day and night if you're wearing a daytime beged, and it's potter day and night if you're wearing a nighttime beged. That which it says that Tzitzis is potter in the day doesn't mean daytime. It means a potter in the night. It doesn't mean nighttime. It means a nighttime beged. So he says, according to this, why is it mitzvah seish hazman groma? Right? You always say have tzitzis, day and night, if you're wearing a daytime beged. You never have tzitzis if you're wearing a nighttime beged. So Tosfos says, a big yisod, that mitzvah seish hazman groma doesn't mean it has a set time. It can mean that the time causes the mitzvah to come. And since the time of night, or the time of day, determines what kind of beged is a daytime beged or a nighttime beged, the mitzvah, its source, is time. That's a mitzvah seish hazman groma. Right? There's another opinion that not like that. Mitzvah seish hazman groma means that time limits the mitzvah, not time causes the mitzvah. One case where this idea can be brought to the fore is a Ramban. Shalom, this Ramban really exists, but according to those who say that this Ramban does exist, it's not a tos hatfus. The Ramban seems to say that Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah seish hazman groma. Right? The Chor is only 49 days during the year. So if hazman groma means it's limited by time, it's very limited. But if it means that time causes it here, time doesn't cause mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. The Korban HaOmer depends on it. Even though the Korban HaOmer is dependent on time, but the Sfiras HaOmer is dependent directly on Korban HaOmer. When there's an Omer, you have a mitzvah sphere. When there's no Omer, not. So it's not something that time causes. It's something that something else causes. Even though it's limited by time, that's not called mitzvah seish hazman groma. Okay. In any case, so that's, there are other shitas though, of when you're chayav in tzitzis or not. The Rambam shita is that it's totally on time. That's the halacha. In the daytime, you always wear tzitzis and make a bracha. At nighttime, you never wear tzitzis, no matter what kind of beged you're wearing, never make a bracha. You never wear tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis. The Smag holds that it is dependent totally on the kind of clothing. If you're wearing a daytime clothing, you always wear tzitzis and make a bracha. If you're wearing nighttime clothing, you never wear tzitzis, and surely you don't make a bracha. The Ran holds you need both things to, what's it called, to be chayiv in tzitzis. It has to be daytime and daytime clothing. But if either one is missing, there's no chiyuv of tzitzis b'chlal. We're noeh because of all these stakas to wear tzitzis day and night if you're wearing daytime clothing, because maybe there's a mitzvah on daytime clothing even at night. And what's it called? Only to make a bracha, though, if you're wearing daytime clothing in the daytime, where everybody holds it, you have to wear tzitzis. But if you wear daytime clothing at night or nighttime clothing in the day, misafik, we don't make a bracha, but you wear tzitzis. If you wear nighttime clothing at night, nobody holds you have to wear tzitzis, and therefore, l'chor, you don't have to wear bakhla. Nighttime clothing at night. The Rif says that if you wear tzitzis, you wear tzitzis at a time that you're potter from tzitzis. Right? On Shabbos, you can't walk out into a shifarab because the tzitzis are not buckled to the beged then because there's no mitzvah. The Rambam argues and says even when you're potter from tzitzis, the mice of the tzitzis are still buckled to the beged. There's still a mitzvah. Even you're not chayiv in that mitzvah, but as long as there's tzitzis on the beged, there's still a mitzvah, and therefore you can go out on Shabbos even in a time at night and nighttime clothing, it's still wear tzitzis, what's it called, on Shabbos and go out, and the Rif holds not. If it's a time when you're not chayiv in tzitzis, then you can't go out to Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Go on. So the Mara says like this: Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer B'dinu Shiyakim Shema Levayim Shemoa. There's a reason why Shema comes before Vayim Shemoa. She said Lilmod Zelulamid, because the first parasha speaks about learning yourself. The second parasha speaks about teaching your children. Vayim Shemoa Levayom, and therefore learning comes before teaching. You can't teach anybody unless you learn first. Vayim Shemoa Levayomer She said Lilmod Zelasos. Vayim Shemoa comes before Vayomer, because Vayomer is talking Lilamid. We should say Lilamid. Vayim Shemoa is Lilamid. You're teaching. And what's it called? And Vayomer is lasos, is doing. Doing only comes after you learn and you teach. Then you can do. Shmar says, what are you talking about? Atu Shema, lil mod is pay. Lalamid, lasos, less pay. Shema has everything in it. It has lil mod, lalamid, and lasos. Not just lil mod. The haksiva shinante, mukshartem, mukshaftem. It has everything. The su, vahayim shamoa, lalamid with the ispay, lasos, less pay. Vahayim shamoa has lalamid, and it also has lasos. Right, says uksharten, uksaften in the second parsha. V'hafsim uksharten, uksaften. Elohachi kamer. This is what Rav Shimon Yochai meant. The din who should take them shema levoyim shemoa shezel lilmod ulalamed v'lasos. Shema comes first because it has everything in it. Lilmod ulalamed and lasos. V'hoyim shemoa levayomer shezel yesh bolalamed v'lasos. V'hoyim shemoa has two, at least. Lilamed and lasos. Doesn't have lilmod, but it has lilamed and lasos. And Vayomer ain't boil the lassos, and Vayomer only has lassos. The Nela, the one that has all three, comes first. The one that has only two comes second. And the one that has only one comes third. Vilvad. The Tepik Lehmid Rav Yishkir Ibn Rav Shimon Korcha. Why does Rav Shimon Yochai have to say a reason? Well, we already have a reason from Rav Shimon Ben Korcha. Right? That one is Kabbalah Sol Machu Shamayim, then Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, and this one is both day and night, and this is only day. What do you need a new reason for? So Mara says, Chadav Ot Komar. He also held that of Rav Shimon Karach. It's another reason. Chad, the Kadeshi Kabbalah of Ol Melech L'Shamayim Tchila V'Yachrach Kabbalah of the Tzitzis. V'ol Bishum Dispey Hani Milech R'Naisa. He said an extra reason. He didn't argue on Rav Shimon. He didn't say he didn't like Rav Shimon Yochai's reason. That was a good reason. I have another reason too. Right? More reasons you can give, better it is. No, it doesn't have to be a machlokas. Gosh. V'shezeh Lilmo V'dibarta Bon. V'zeh Olamed V'limadetem Osam Es Benechem. If you don't learn, how can you teach? Okay. Let's go on. Rav Moshe Yode, the Korah Kriyishma, the Anach Tfilin, the Tzoli. Rav washed his hands, and he read Kriyishma, and then he put on his Tfilin, and then he davened Shmon Esrei. So the Hechi Avihachi. Well, Tanya, how do you do that? We have a brisa that says, "Hachofer kuch lemeis bekever." Person digs in a large burial plot. He digs a specific grave. That's called a kuch. Potter mikri. So while he's doing that, he's osik b'mitzvah. So he's potter mikri yishma uminat tfila uminat tfilin umikol mitzvah samuris b'torah. So Tosus says, isn't tfilin kriyishma Tvila, also mitzvahs on Amuras Petorah. So he said, you're part of all mitzvahs. These are part of the mitzvahs on Amuras Petorah. So he says, and I think that since Kriyishma has a set time, and these other things also have a set time, right, that maybe you're higher than them, because the time's going to go. Kamash Malan, no, even things with a set time, you're part of them. He gears man Kriyishma, Ole v'notel yodev, u'miniach tfilin v'kori Kriyishma, u'mispal. That the time for Kriyishma came, while you're digging the grave, then you come up, you wash your hands, put on tefillin, and read Kriyishma. And that. So Moshe says, Hofu Gupakashi, just said, Reisha, Omar Kotev. That while you're digging a grave, you're Kotev from all these things. Now it says that if Zman Kriyishma came, get up and say Kriyishma. We just said you're Kotev from Kriyishma. So the Reisha and the Seifa, this price, are contradicting each other. Holokash, Seifa betray Reisha Bechad? No, the Reisha is talking where you're alone, digging a grave. So if you stop, the mitzvah is going to stop. So you don't stop a mitzvah to do another mitzvah, and even though it's Zman Kriyishma, you keep digging. But the Seif is talking with his two people. So one can continue digging while the other one says Kriyishma. Then this one can dig, and the other one says Kriyishma. So you can do both of them. You don't stop the mitzvah. The mitzvah continues on. You don't have to stop a mitzvah to do another mitzvah. You can continue it on as two people. Then One of them washes his hands, puts on tefillin, and says Kriya Shema. But what do you see in this braisa? Right? Mikomo kom kashya l'Rav, right? The Meister to Kashan Rav, because Rav first said Kriya Shema, then put on his tefillin. And here the braisa says Beferish, first you put on tefillin, then you say Kriya Shema. So Mar says, no, Rav Krav Yeshua ben Korcha stirali. What did Rabbi Shua ben Korcha say? First you makabel all Malchus Shemayim, then all mitzvos. So first you say Kriya Shema, that's Kabbalah all Malchus Shemayim. And then you do mitzvahs, then you put on tefillin. The Omer, O Malchus Shemayim, Tchila V'Yachrakach, O Mitzvahs. Moshe says, no, Eim V'Gomer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, V'Hakdim Kriya L'Kriya, Kriya L'Asiya M'Shabbosa. All Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha was talking about that you mention Kabbalas, O Malchus Shemayim, before you mention Kabbalas, O Mitzvahs. He never said that you say Kriya Shema before you do the mitzvah. Of course you have to put on tefillin before Kriya Shema. Right? That has nothing to do with Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Yeshua ben Korcha was only talking about what you mention first, but not that you actually before you do the mitzvahs. Of course you have to do the mitzvahs before. The su, me sober like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. I'll show you that Rav himself did differently. The Hav, even according to you, that that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha means, does Rav hold like that? The Homer of Chia Bar Ashi, Zinnin Sagiyin Havi Kamina Kamei de Rav, Rav Chia Bar Ashi reported that many times we were learning by Rav, Umakdim Umashi Yodeh, he got up and washed his hands while, you know, in the middle of learning, and he would make what's it called Birchas HaTorah. Umasni lon pirkin, he teach us a shir. Umanich tefillin, and then he put on his tefillin. V'hadr kari Kriya Shema, and then he read Kriya Shema. So he's giving aid this that Rav did it in the other order. Even if you hold it, Rabbi Shua Mekarcha holds, first you makabal omachshara, then you do the mitzvah. Rav didn't hold like that. First he did the mitzvah of tefillin, then he said Kriya Shema. And if you'll say this was talking where the Zman Kriya Shema didn't come yet, and that's why, what's it called, there's two questions here. This is the way the Maharsha learns. The first thing is, why did he teach us Torah before he said Kriya Shema? Seems that the mitzvah comes before Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of teaching, right? Because that's a mitzvah. Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim is Kriya Shema. So if he had Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, he should have first said Kriya Shema and then taught us. Right? Elamai, what are you going to say? No, the reason he said the shir first, because it wasn't time for Kriya Shema. So first he started with the shir, and then when Zman Kriya Shema came, right, that's when he, what's it called, put on his tefillin and said Kriya Shema. Now we have another problem, though, which Yomar is going to get to in a second. Why did he put on his tefillin first? Or before, he said Kriya Shema first. And you can't say the reason is because the Zman Kriya Shema didn't come yet, because the Zman Kriya Shema didn't come yet, the Zman Tefillin didn't come yet either. You can't put on tefillin when it's not Zman Kriya Shema. So it must be that by the time he put on tefillin, it was Zman Kriya Shema. And still he put the tefillin on first. So Mar says, first of all, that's the chiddush over here, that Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was telling us a report. Here's what Rav did. What's the big chiddush? It wasn't Zman Kriya Shema, so he gave the shir beforehand. No big chiddush. Okay? And then, the end of it, that he put on tefillin, and then said Kriya Shema, that's a separate thing. What was the big chiddush over here? She said, no, my asadati, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, if it wasn't Zman Kriya Shema, what was the big deal that he told us that he learned first, and then, of course he learned first, there was nothing else to do. Right? Couldn't say Kriya Shema before, it wasn't Zman Kriya Shema. No, lafuki mimam di omer, le mishna ein tzorech levorech. Mashmalon, daf le mishna no mitzorech levorech. What's it called? Rav was teaching us Mishnah. So his chiddush was that Rav made a Birchas HaTorah just on Mishnah, not just on Nikra, even on Mishnah. Okay, on Torah Shabbat there. He wasn't teaching us Chumash, he was teaching us Mishnah. So you make a bracha on Mishnah too. That was the chiddush. But the chiddush wasn't that he taught us a shir before Kriya Shema, because it wasn't Zman Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, Nikomo kom kashi l'Rav, but from the end, there's still a kash on Rav. Because if it wasn't Zman Kriya Shema, then he could have put on tefillin. So he must have put on the tefillin when it was already Zman Kriya Shema. And he put the tefillin on before Shema. So that contradicts what we said before that Rav did. So Mara says, Shlucha hu da'adis. No, the Maisa before was that he didn't have any tefillin. The person who was supposed to bring him his tefillin, right, messed up, and didn't end up bringing him the tefillin, right, till late. So Zman Kriya Shema was going away. So he said Kriya Shema first without tefillin because he didn't have tefillin. And he didn't want to wait because he would be over Zman Kriya Shema. Then when he finally got the tefillin, he put the tefillin on and daven Shemoneh Esrei. They bring a raya from here. It doesn't say, well, Rashi really, let's see the Rashi's and then we'll see. Rav Moshe Yodeh, Pam Achas Re'u Shosakei. This one time it happened. It wasn't always. Because from the end of the Gemara, we'll see that it only happened one time. The Shliach always didn't miss out, right? He always didn't bring it until the late one time it happened. The Hechi Avihachi, she ate him Kriyash Malatvillin. Kuch, Kever Shechofrim Bekiros Ma'ara. A kuch is an individual kever that you dig in the walls of a cave. Arkol Dalit Varachol Zayin Tvachim. It's 4 Tvachim long and 7 Tvachim wide. Kater Mekriyashma. The Haosik, the Mitzvah Kuch is basically a kever for a nafel, for a baby, a stillborn. Potter Mekriyashma, the Osik, the Mitzvah, Potter Mena Mitzvah. Kiramir Perakam, Vashit of Lesecha, Prat Osik, the Mitzvah. Since you're Osik, the Mitzvah, you're Potter from Kriyashma. The Sefer Betarte, the Hachikomer. Im Shnayim Heim, if there's two people digging this grave, Meiniach Eschavir Ochofer, so he lets one continue digging, the Hu Ola Makai Mitzvah Kriyashma, Utvila, Utvila, the Chozer Lomalacha. So you don't have to stop the mitzvah since there's two people doing. Nikolak on tefillin called mila kriyishma, but still we see tefillin come before kriyishma. All mitzvahs, the hanochas tefillin, all mitzvot. Kriya la kriya, shma, shu kabbalas, malchus shamayim, the bahayim shamoa, shu kabbalas, all mitzvahs. But we never heard the Rishuma Korcha says you actually say shma before you do a mitzvah. Umaktim umashkim, umavarech ala Torah, umasni pirkan, Alma Maktim Hu Lasov Betorah. You see that he taught us Torah before he said Krishma. The Hainu Asiya, the mitzvah, Mikmi Malchus Shomai. So Mara says, no, Shluchi Hu Da'avis. Hashliach Kilkel. She'ichar Lohavi Lo Tfilin Mikora. The Higiyazman Krishma, who Huskak Likros Kadesh Lo Yavar Hazman. The Chimoti Shlucha, the Tfilin Anchinu. Then when when the Tfilin came, he put it on. So why didn't Rashi say something else? It says, what was the order over here? Rav, what's it called? Korah Kriyashma, the Anach Tvilin, the Tzoli. Okay? Why don't we say that the reason that he, what's it called? The reason he said Kriyashma first, right, is in order that he could, what's it called? He could daven B'tzibur. That he wouldn't miss Tvila B'tzibur. Right? Not because Man Tvila Kriyashma was going away. So he could daven B'tzibur. Right? So, obviously, that's not the case. That if you don't have tefillin, right, and you can daven Shmoneh Esrei, Dizmano, right, but without tefillin, but without a tzibur. What's it called? You can daven without tefillin with a tzibur, or you can wait and still be Dizman Tefila, but you'll be daven without a tzibur. And the halacha is that you don't daven with a tzibur, you wait till you get tefillin, and you put the tefillin on, you daven by yourself. You don't daven without tefillin, even if you're going to miss Tefila B'tzibur. The only thing that prevented Rav, right, was the fact that Zman Kriyashma was going away. That's why he had to say Kriyashma. But he didn't say Tefila before, right, even though, what's it called, he was going to miss Tefila B'tzibur. Still, what's it called, that didn't make a difference. Okay. Okay, let's see what's up here. Okay, there's a Tosis over here that says he put on tefillin and then he davened. Mashma, he put on the tefillin right before davening. He got the tefillin right after Goal Yisrael and he put them on. And Mashma put them on with a bracha. It doesn't say that he put them on without a bracha or whatever. So the first opinion in Tosis holds that you're allowed to put on tefillin and tzitzis between Geula the tefillin after Goal Yisrael before Shmoneh Esrei and make a bracha on them. It's not considered a hefset. Since you have to put on the tefillin, put on the tzitzis, you can make a bracha, put them both on. The second daya in Tosfos is only tefillin this applies to. Because tzitzis, really, you don't have to wear tzitzis. If you have a beged with tzitzis, you have to wear tzitzis. But tefillin, you have to wear. So tefillin, you can put on with a bracha. Tzitzis, you don't even put on. And the snag said that only tefillin, and that without a bracha. And tzitzis, you don't even put on. They show Simogan Abram says. You don't have to have it on the cloth. Even putting it on is not proper between Gula and Tefillah. However, before Goal Yisrael, then you put on the tzitzis and the without a bracha, and you put on the tefillin also, according to this sheet, the without a bracha. Okay, the Meiri holds that you can put on tzitzis even between Goal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei, because even tzitzis is considered made a desheker if you're not wearing it when you're what's it called, saying Shmoneh Esrei. And that we'll get to in a second. Okay. This goes on a little bit more. Yeah. Seconds. Omer Ula. Kolakore Kriyashma below Tfilin. Kilu meyad e de sheker biatzmo. A person who says Kriya Shema without tefillin on is meyad e de sheker biatzmo. Rashi says, Kilu meyad e de sheker biatzmo lishna ma'alya. Doesn't mean he's giving false testimony against himself. That's against himself. It means against the Rabbanu Shalom. But it used a euphemism as a nice thing. You want to say he's saying e de sheker against God. So it said against himself, and himself is a euphemism for God. We have that also in Gittin. The Gemara says, Choshav shahara gesatzmo. Titus, when he put a sword through the parochas and blood gushed out, he thought he killed himself. He obviously didn't think he killed himself. He thought he killed God, but he didn't want to say that. And the Vilna Gaon says, based on that, that's what it means in the Haggadah, right? Lufi shehotzi es atzmo min haklal, right? What do you mean, atzmo? He said, the Rasha leaves out the word Hashem Elokeinu. He says, more ha'avodah hazos lachem, right? Right? Doesn't say though. What's it called? By the Chacham, it says more ha'edos ha'chum hashmasher tivu Hashem Elokeinu eschem. He also says eschem. He says lachem, but he also adds in the Chacham Hashem Elokeinu, and the Rasha leaves out Hashem Elokeinu. So when it says lefisha hotzi es atzmo, it doesn't mean he left himself out. It means he left God out of what he said. That's why he's a Rasha. Amrav Chia Bar Abba, Amrav Yochanan, Kilu Hikriv Ola Belo Mincha Vezevach Belo Nesachim. It's worse than that. It's like you made a carbon Ola without a Mincha, and a Zevach, a Shlomim without Nesachim. So, first of all, Shaila is what it means, Neyed Eide Sheker. Where's the Eide Sheker over here? The Marashah says it could be on himself too. Atzmo can mean himself. Meaning, a person always has two Eidim, being Neyed, that he's from a Yid. So you have three possible Eidus. Tefillin, Mila, and Shabbos. You always need two. So Shabbos, when we don't put on Tefillin, we have what's it called, the Shabbos and Mila. Okay? During the week, we don't have Shabbos, you have Tefillin and Mila. Okay? So that's always two Eidus. So if a person doesn't put on Tefillin when he says Kriya Shema, so one of the Eidim is missing. So it's Mamash Eidus Sheker. He's being made Eidus Sheker on himself. He's missing that Eidus on himself. It's going on himself, because the Marshal says. What is the Eidus Sheker? So some learn that you're not Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim completely. By wearing tefillin, you show that you're completely Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim. So when you don't have tefillin on, you say the first pasuk of Shema, that's Eidus Sheker. You're not being made Kabbalah O Malchus Shamayim completely in the Rabbanu Shalom. Others say that you say the pasuk, Uksharitim Lo Sal Yodecha, and you're not wearing tefillin. Nafkamina is, where is the Iker to have the tefillin on? Dafka by the first pasuk, or Dafka when you say, Shartam Lo Sal Yodecha. Another Nafkamina, I think, would be, you have to have tefillin on the second parasha. Second parasha is not Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, right? The second parasha, only you say, Shartam Lo. So the Sheker is only in the first pasuk, you don't need tefillin on the second parasha, Dafka. Dafka in the first parasha, the first pasuk, really. And then, what's it called in this thing? What is the difference if it's Meyedei to Sheker? Or it's Ki'ilu Hikriv Ola Belo Mincha, the Zevach Belo Nesachim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, according to Ula, you did an Aveira, you're made Eidus Sheker. But Kriya Shema Yo Yotze completely. Right? You did something wrong, you did something right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, right, when you brought an Ola without a Mincha, you didn't do the Ola completely right. There's something missing in the Ola without a Mincha. The same thing missing in the Shlomim without Nesachim. Mainly, the Kriya Shema wasn't complete either. Nafkamina is, do you have to, as the Gros says, do you have to say Kriya Shema again when you get tefillin, right, when you to put on tefillin? If the idea is that you messed up, but Kriya Shema is fine, it's not going to help to put on tefillin and say Kriya Shema again. You already messed up. But if the idea is that you weren't Yotze Kriya Shema completely, there's something missing in the Kriya Shema, then it will help to put on tefillin and say Kriya Shema again, right, and that way at least you were mesakin, but you missed up the first time in the Kriya Shema.